Well, hello and welcome again to another exciting day in the Word of God. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am the host of this show. I am here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, and the good news today is faith can move mountains. Yes, that's right. Faith can put an end to whatever mountains are blocking you from growing and giving more of yourself, your time, to developing a sincere relationship with the Lord. So, whatever mountains are blocking you from growing and giving 100% of yourself today, investing your life by spending time doing what is pleasing to God is a personal life-changing investment. So I will share with you through the Word of God today how to open up your mind, open up your heart, open up your life, building on your faith in order to not stress over those things that you have the power to change. So yes, by spending time with God, doing what is pleasing to Him is a personal life-changing investment. And as I said, I know it's not easy, but if you're going to invest in anything, folks, you want to invest in the Word of God. You got it? Because at the end of the day, the true believer, yes, the true believer is the one that can weather any storm and will no doubt make it. Because if you are going to believe in something, as I said, why not try something that will always give you a high return on your investment? Now, I know this might sound like a real estate deal or a business deal, but it's not. Some people invest in stock. Some people invest in property. Some people invest in businesses. What I'm saying today is when you invest your time in the Word of God, you are investing in your life. You are investing in your salvation. Overcoming, you are investing in your entire future based on the Word of God, based on developing your faith. You got it? So invest in something today, folks, that will forever give you a return on your time spent. So are you ready to spend more time learning how to receive the benefits of investing your time to learn how to have strong faith? If that is you, I am here to motivate you today. So listen up and open up your mind's eye and get ready to receive. Today's message focuses on leading by example, making better choices, learning how to stay committed to the call on your life by understanding that there must be time spent, folks. There must be time invested in your relationship with God in order to have a strong faith walk with Him. So moving on, the title of the message today is appropriate, which is Faith Changes Things. And the scripture of the day comes from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. And my thought of the day is this: be faith ready, folks. Be strong-minded and positive no matter what's happening around you. Understand that there will always be rough and tough times, but by knowing and accepting how powerful God is, then you won't lose any sleep at night. You see, I often teach on building your faith, but in order to build your faith, you have to know what transformational power of the Holy Spirit is. Because if you are unable to surrender to doing that good and acceptable and perfect will of God to sustain you during those rough and tough times, that will surely come, I promise you, then all those mountains that pile up in your life over a period of time can cause setback after setback after setback, causing you to feel hopeless at times. So, my ministry here at Faith Walk Radio is to help you understand how important it is to build a sincere relationship with God that ultimately builds your faith. You got it? So, be faith ready at all times. And what I mean by faith ready, as I said in previous messages, stay spiritually connected to the Word of God. The scripture says faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. I went over this in details in a message called Building Your Faith. Yes, building your faith, you have to be faith ready at all times. And the Word of God states in scripture, faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. You got it? So my ministry here at Faith Walk Radio is to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, help those that are hurting, looking for a brand new start, beginning with building their faith so that when they hit those rough and tough times, it won't faze them at all. So as I teach, preach, and witness to you on this show every week, it all points back to being obedient to the Word of God. I hope you understand my point here. So moving on, again, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and the title of the message today is Faith Changes Things. And the scripture of the day comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, and it states, "So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this does not go out except by prayer and fasting." Again, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, and folks, a mustard seed is really small. So God is calling for us to have little faith. We don't have to start out with big and strong faith. It says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this does not go out except by prayer and fasting. So verse 21 is saying to you and I, in order to sift through all the drama in your life, you have to meditate on the Word of God, you have to pray, and you have to fast as a sacrifice. In other words, it is just you and God during that praying moment, during your fasting time. And God sees that as your commitment to connect with Him in His holy Word. You got it? So at the beginning of the show, I talked about having faith that could move a mountain. So, whatever mountains are blocking you from growing and giving 100% of yourself to God today is a constant struggle, I know, because we all have struggles. Whether you're a strong Christian, whether you're a baby Christian, whether you have strong and powerful faith, or whether you have undeveloped faith, no matter what it is, we all have struggles, right? So the struggles are your personal mountains, I call them, which can be betrayal, deceit, feeling hopeless, feeling your life is at a standstill, thinking that the good life has passed you by. It seems like all of my friends are succeeding, all of my friends and associates and family, everybody seems like they're moving on and they're happy and they're accomplishing all their goals that they set out for themselves. And it looks like I'm just standing still. I am not going anywhere. What's going on, God? But if you just stand on a little faith, you see, the scripture says, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Meaning, folks, it will obey you, and nothing will be impossible for you. So if you just have a little faith, if you step out of your comfort zone and stand on your faith a little, those unbearable struggles will vanish, be removed from your life completely. Again, it reads, so Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Now, a mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds. So if you can imagine, the scripture calls for us to at least have some faith. It's not requiring that we should be mature or strong in our faith, but if you have faith as a mustard seed, and like I said, a mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds. So whether you have little faith, weak faith, strong faith, whatever the case may be, you still have it. It still belongs to you, and it's still a starting point for you to grow in the Word of God. You got it? You have to trust, and you have to believe in the Word of God in order for your faith to be developed. Remember, the scripture says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So if you have small faith, it's still okay. Even your small faith has great power to demand the mountain to move. And again, your personal mountains can be a problem with a coworker, a child out of control, and so forth. Anything that causes you to react in a destructive way. You follow me? So what the scripture is saying is that even those who are learning about faith for the first time, or as a reminder to those who are weak in their faith today, and still triumph over those messy situations by trusting and believing that God has a way out for you, and then act like it. That's the big thing, right? We have to act like it. Faith is an action, not an emotion. So, trusting and believing that God has a way out for you, and then act like it. And the way you act like it, folks, is you get up and you go to work. You get up and you go have a great time in your life. You get up, you have joy. You get up in the morning and you have peace. In other words, continue on business as usual. Whatever you want to think and do, just know that it's not faith when you mope around and continue to be sad, concerned, overwhelmed with all the drama and trauma and all those rough and tough times and wallow in it. It's not faith when you tell yourself it's over. It's not faith when you tell yourself, I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not thin enough. I don't have enough money. I made so many mistakes in my life. I'm never going to recuperate from this. So again, by trusting and believing that there is a way out and then act like it. Remember the scripture tells us in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you are not supposed to see it happening. Your world might be falling down around you. It may look like nothing is going to work out. However, that has nothing to do with standing on your faith. So again, Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you keep hoping, you keep believing, you keep trusting in the Word of God will help you stand on your faith and develop stronger faith. You following me today? So folks, I have to take a quick break here shortly. I am having a great time in the Word of God, but before I break, remember, anything in life that is blocking you from investing your time in something that will never stop giving you joy, that will never stop giving you peace, that will never stop loving you, whatever is hindering you from giving your all to God today, know this. Know that you have the power when it comes to making better choices in your life. You have the power through your faith because faith changes things. Faith changes the way you think, what you say, and how you react to those pressing situations in your life. Because developing your faith is personal, growing into strong faith is an individual practice. You see, each of us have to develop our own faith walk with the Lord so that when you are faced with a mountain of problems, you won't panic, but have peace that God will work it out. That is what having faith is all about. So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. Standing on your faith, praying every day, and fasting as a sacrifice will help you stay strong and committed to all things God. Well, as I said, I have to take a quick sponsor break. GFDM Web Design and Marketing can help any business grow. So here's a little bit more information on GFDM Web Design and Marketing. And I will be right back to conclude today's message and give my final thought. And I will be right back.
You're listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Are you ready to grow your business on the internet? Begin today by hiring GFDM Web Design and Marketing to build you a professional and competitive website. GFDM prides itself on branding and marketing your products and services with an outstanding website that will better communicate you and your business. GFDM Web Design and Marketing is one of the industry's best and creative web design and marketing firms that is known for helping businesses grow on multiple levels. GFDM Web Design and Marketing Firm is affordable, creative, and can help any business compete in today's market. Call today for a special discount price or visit the website at gfdmwebdesign.com, gfdmwebdesign.com, and you'll also enter to win a free website for your company. Begin building a household name for you and your business on the internet today with GFDM Web Design and Marketing. Call 844-WEB-POWER. That's 844-WEB-POWER.
Hello, this is Susan F. Rosario, and I want to take this opportunity to invite you all to join me online for 30 days for a Faith Walk Daily Devotional every day for 30 days beginning April 6th. All you have to do is log on to faithwalkradio.com and join the movement. The next step is to take a few minutes every day and begin setting your hopes and dreams in motion. Again, I want to invite you to sign up at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com, and join the Faith Walk Daily Devotional Movement online, again beginning April 6th for 30 days, and see just how putting your faith to work will produce positive results. Remember, faith is an action, not an emotion. So act now and join the movement. Go to faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com, and sign up to be a part of the Faith Walk Daily Devotional. Again, sign up today at faithwalkradio.com.
Now back to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back on the other side of the break. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. I'm your host, Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And the good news today is faith can move mountains. Yes, that's right. Your faith can move mountains. So whatever mountains are blocking you from growing and giving more of yourself and more of your time to drawing closer to all things God, I encourage you to do just that. And witness for yourself just how loving and committed God will be towards you, towards your hopes and dreams, once you're committed to Him. You got it? So as I conclude today's show, folks, I want to remind you all that Faith Walk Radio is here every minute of the day just for you. And we want to pray for you. So if you are in need of prayer, go to my website at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com, and tell us all about it. We have a team waiting to pray over your requests as soon as they come in. So don't ever feel like you're going through your difficult times alone, because we are here for you. So be sure to go to my website any time of the day or night and tell us all about it. Again, that's faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. Click on the button that says prayer request, and we will be there to meet you. Amen. So moving on, again, you are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario. The title of the message today is Faith Changes Things, and the thought of the day was this: be faith ready, be strong-minded, no matter what's happening around you. Know that there will always be rough and tough times, but by knowing how powerful God is, you will not lose any sleep at night or stress out during the day, because when you experience those rough and tough times and standing on your faith, things begin to change. Also, the scripture of the day comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 17, verses 20 and 21, and I will read it again really quick, and it states, "So Jesus said to them, because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting." Great scripture today, folks. If you didn't hear the beginning of the message, go back and hear it again. I encourage you to do that. Also, the final thought of the day is this: to find yourself means you have to be looking for yourself. Same as finding time to have that one-on-one FaceTime with God is vital. But are you looking for God, or are you looking the other way? Are you looking to invest your time praising the Lord, loving others, forgiving others, living in peace, celebrating life every day? Are you looking for that? Because if that is the case, that is how faith changes things, folks. So it is up to you to learn how to change the course of your life today. Up to you. It's been great, folks. I have run out of time. Before I go, I want to play a song I recorded just for you to encourage you along your faith walk journey with Christ. Take a listen to the song titled Faith Walk, and I will be right back.
Brick by brick, please build. I'm not alone. By you, I am healed. I need your help to get me through the day. Faithful.
listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.
Well, hello, I am back. You are listening to Faith Walk Radio. My name is Susan F. Rosario, and I am here every week sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, and I will be back next week to do the same thing. Today's message focused on leading by example, by developing a sincere life with God. Making better choices, more importantly, standing on your faith changes things, folks. It changes what you say, what you do, and how you respond to negative situations. So, folks, I have run out of time. It's been great sharing the Word of God with you today. I will be back next week to do the same thing. Also, remember, go to my website any time of the day or night and email us your prayer requests by visiting my website at faithwalkradio.com. That's faithwalkradio.com. We will be there to pray over your needs as they come in. Remember also that God is love, joy, peace, forgiveness, all-knowing, and if that wasn't enough, He left you with the gift of the Holy Spirit to help you see Him through the eyes of your faith. Until next time, in Godspeed.
Listening to Faith Walk Radio with your host, Susan F. Rosario.